You're listening to Charlottesville's Podcasting Network. I'm Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Senior Center of Charlottesville's Encore Players takes to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This fall, the group presented a series of six plays. A woman wrestles with how to get rid of a dead cow in modern technology. The play was introduced by Pat Cook. The performance took place on Wednesday, October 20th, 2013, as a part of the Encore Players Fall 2013 performance. This is the first of a six-part Wednesday series on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Here's Pat Cook.
What would you do if you woke up one morning to an unusual sight out your kitchen window while you were having your morning cup of coffee? Well, take a moment to picture a kitchen with a telephone, several small appliances, including a coffee cup, and it is about 7 a.m., and the phone rings.
Oh, he's certainly calling early. Hello. Oh, hello, dear. Where are you? You are? Oh, that's great. I'll see you then. Love you, too. Bye-bye. That was my husband. He was calling from a car phone in New York. He's hoping to catch an earlier plane. If he does, he'll fax me the number, the flight number, so I can go meet him. Ah, isn't modern technology just wonderful? This morning, I'm going to pay my bills using the computer's modem, of course, and then I'll go online and I'll talk to people just all over the world. Oh my goodness, can you see that? It's a dead cow. There's a dead cow back there. Oh, that could be a safety hazard. It could be a health hazard. People drive to work this way. Children go to school this way. I'll have to find somebody that can take care of getting this cow out of here. Let's see what we've got. Let's see, abandoned vehicles. I guess I could describe it as a 92 Guernsey. Oh. Okay. No, that wouldn't work. How about adoption services? No. Agriculture department. Too much red tape. Animal control. That's it. Let's try that.
Hello?
Hello, is this the animal control?
No. Did I answer animal control?
Well, no, but...
What number did you call?
I was looking out my kitchen window while I was having my coffee this morning, and I saw this dead cow out there. I'm sure I dialed the right number.
A dead cow? Sorry, but you must be mistaken. Did you dial 555-1234?
Yeah, that's what I think I dialed. Are you sure that's your number?
Yes, I am sure, but this is not animal control.
Then who have I reached?
The wrong number.
Are you sure?
Have I ever lied to you before?
Let's try it again. Hello, is this animal control?
Thank you for calling animal control. For our hours of operation, press 1 now.
Oh, they have voicemail. I was sure they'd be open by now.
For information about our low-cost spay and neuter clinic, press 2 now.
It's a little late for neutering that cow.
If you'd like to send a donation or volunteer for our spay and neuter clinic, press 3 now.
How about if I donate an utterly out of it cow?
For details on adopting one of our cuddly cats, domesticated dogs, or gung-ho guinea pigs, guaranteed flea-free, press 4 now.
Oh, sure. I can take out a pig and get a farm going. Listen, all I want...
To reserve a ticket for our annual fundraiser, the Pet Prom, press 5 now.
This is really too much. Maybe I could find a cow as an escort.
If you'd care to participate in our customer relations survey, press 6 now.
Customer relations, indeed. I could tell them a thing or two, but they probably wouldn't want to hear it. The heck with it. While I stay on this line, my brain is turning to mush. Why can't the calls I make simply be answered by living, breathing human women and men? Maybe I'll get a live person sooner or later. What? Dial tone. Aren't any real live people answering the phones anymore? Modern technology. Give me a real live switchboard operator any day. Let me think of something that's not quite so modern. Hello? Is this the county supervisor's office? Well, I voted for you, and now you have to take care of a problem. There's a raging bull in the street. Maple Street, 200 block. Send somebody right away. He's going berserk. He's smashing cars. He's about to run into someone. She could be a voter.
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.